A lot of people in the summertime are bouncing around anyway, regardless of what the real estate market is like, looking at dream homes. You know, we've got some vacation time. Let's drive around. You know, maybe we got a pay raise. I guess it doesn't help you that much in this economy. But where would we really like to live? If we're in one neighborhood in Richmond, do we want to move to another neighborhood? What's on the market? I mean, remember, I used to go and just kind of look on the weekends and say, I'd like to just walk through this house. I can't afford it, but I'd like to see it. I get the impression that things are different right now. We've had a hot market for a long time. Clayton Getz, who I talk about all the time, who runs Mission Realty, one of the most successful real estate agents in Richmond now and probably in the history of Richmond, is with us this morning. Clayton, it's been a while since we've talked. How you doing?
Doing great, John. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am okay. I'm okay. Do you think things are changing in the market in Richmond? And how would you describe the change if they are?
Yeah, there's no question things are changing in Central Virginia and nationally. I mean, you just look at the data, and the market is stabilizing is probably a good way to say it. The price acceleration that we've seen during the pandemic, the price increases are decelerating. And John, just to be clear, mm-hmm. home prices are not coming down. They're not coming down.
Okay.
The rate at which home prices are accelerating is coming down. Mm. But home prices are, we hear all the time, because we've got a lot of boots on the ground here. You know, we've got 46 agents here at Mission in Richmond. And, the number one thing we're hearing from our clients is, I'm just going to wait. Should I wait for home prices to come down? Home prices are not coming down. So if you're a seller, that's great news. Your home is still worth more today than it's ever been historically. If you're a home buyer, the good news is home prices are not coming down. So don't wait. The house that you're looking at today is going to be worth more next year. Now, interest rates may come down, and they're very likely going to come down. If you look historically, interest rates increase during the period of a recession. They increase during the beginning of a recession. And to help pull us out of the recessions, historically, interest rates have always historically decreased. And you can look at recessionary periods throughout the past, 50, 60 years. And
how long does it take for that to happen when you track it historically?
Well, I mean, if I'm looking at a slide right now, all the way back to 1972, John, in the early 80s, interest rates were 18%.
Oh, yeah.
At its peak. And they came down relatively quickly over the course of 2 years, down to 13%. And then in the 90s, there was a little recession, and it went up to 11%, and they came down, a year or two later to in the eights. And then, of course, the Great Recession in 2008, interest rates were, when I got into real estate, John, in 2005, which was an extremely hot market, interest rates were averaging 6.8%. And then the Great Recession hit, and really they peaked out right around 7 to 6.8%. And then in 2009, right, Great Recession 2008, 2009, 2010, all the way up to 2022, interest rates went from 6% to 2.8%. Mm-hmm. And now as we enter into this recession, we see interest rates, creeping back up. We're in the, high fives, or around 6%. So the expectation is we're going to see that come back down again. So, again, home prices are not coming down. So if you're looking to buy a home, by the way, John, rents have increased and look like they will continue to increase at historic rates because there's not enough inventory still to this day.
So that is not really a financially great alternative, which is what people used to think. Well, I'll just rent for a little while. I'll save money in the long run by renting. That may not be true here going forward.
Oh, it's absolutely not true. The wealth, in this country is in real estate. Mm-hmm. So I tell my agents this all the time because we teach them how to invest in real estate. You don't build wealth by, by either renting or helping people buy and sell homes over the long term. You build wealth by owning the homes that people are buying and selling. And that's just the way it is.
So you have clients who probably bought 5, 6, 10 years ago, and the natural progression in life would be, now we've got two kids and we want to upgrade, and we're making a little bit more money, hopefully a lot more money, but a little bit more money. I have a couple of friends who've said, I'm just sitting tight. I'm okay where I am. I know what my interest rate is. I know I can make this mortgage. We can function here. And instead of looking for that next home and that progression, they're sitting tight. What do you say to somebody in that situation? Is that a legitimate thing to do?
Well, I think it depends on each person's individual circumstances, of course, and. Yeah, but that being said, I have to go back to home prices are not coming down.
Yeah. They're so you don't think in 2 years somebody who bought a $500,000 house is going to find out, oof, I can't recoup my investment here.
No. Okay. Again, if you look at historical trends, home prices, John, have only decreased significantly one time during the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 recessions.
Yeah, okay.
And that was in 2008 when the recession was caused by housing.
Right.
So
yeah,
in 1980, when interest rates were 12%, during that recession, home prices increased by 6.1%. 2001 recession, home prices increased by 6.6%. So if you kind of follow the trend out historically, this year, 2022, home prices look like they're going to increase by 9.3%, which is crazy historically. Mm-hmm. Unsustainable. Next year, we're looking at it's normalizing. So the rate at which homes are appreciating is just normalizing. So 4.19% 2023, 3.12% 2024, 3.46% 2025. These are normal appreciation rates, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But again, what I would say to them, John, is look, home, if you're comfortable and you're good, then stay put. But if you'd like something a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit nicer, you've worked hard and then this now's a great time. And look, when interest rates come down, mm-hmm. just refinance.
Right. That's the key. Is you can't get lazy. You got to be watching for that opportunity too.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good advice. Hey, Clayton, we got to do this more often. I always appreciate your insight since you've been doing this so long. And as you point out, 46 agents on the ground. who else gets real time data every day like you do? I mean, that's really interesting. I didn't know it was that high a number. So, Clayton, thank you.
Thank you, John. Have a great weekend.
If you want to talk to Clayton, I'll just give you the number real quick, 545-4440, and you can look Clayton up at missionrealty.com.